Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. It's amazing how our Creator grants us the freedom to choose how we live. We can either spend our days complaining about the things that haven't gone our way, or we can adopt an attitude of gratitude and thank God for all we have been blessed with. Many people we encounter on life's journey always complain about something, be it their job, their family or friends, how others treat them, their living conditions, their government, and so on. As followers of Jesus, however, we are called to live differently. Our Lord has made it very clear that we should look at each situation from His perspective and give thanks for what we have and the lessons we learn through each circumstance we face as we draw closer to Him. Our scripture for today is from Psalm 100 verses 1 to 5. Here is Lisa.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures for all generations.
So let us be determined this week to firstly know that we are loved and cared for. We can maintain a positive and thankful attitude, emphasizing that God's enduring truth remains constant through all generations. Secondly, put God first. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus states, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." When we seek God wholeheartedly, we will find Him. In finding Him, we find purpose and hope. Thirdly, trust in our faithful God, who has given us the precious gift of perfect peace. He has already overcome the world, and with Him on our side, we too can stand victorious against any challenges we encounter. When our finite minds don't understand what is happening, may we trust our infinite God to take care of every detail. His strength and power are available to us, and His love and peace always surround us. Fourthly, let's know that God is always with us, above, beside, and underneath us. May our hearts overflow with thanksgiving today, because our Lord is near. And let us realize that spiritual success transcends material possessions and earthly achievements. Instead, let us focus on the development of inner qualities such as integrity, humility, forgiveness, and empathy. It often involves a sense of inner peace, contentment, and purpose that comes from a life filled with thanksgiving and guided by spiritual values. And lastly, let us worship our Lord in a posture of gratitude, for He is great and worthy of all our praise. May each of us live a life full of gratitude. May our lives testify to the world around us about the joy we find in Jesus. May we cultivate a heart overflowing with singing, an attitude that serves and encourages others, and an unshakable faith in the goodness, faithfulness, and plans that the Lord has for us. May we praise and worship our Lord, regardless of our circumstances, knowing that His love for us endures forever. Now, let us worship together as we stand united in prayer.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. And how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. And how great thou art, how great thou art. sings my soul.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, and how great thou art. Then sings my soul.
Dear Father, help us to guard our thoughts, our actions, and our desires against temporal things, and help us not to be tempted by the transient treasures of this world. Keep us from covetousness, and help us to keep our priorities in order today, and to believe that your provision for today is enough, and that the heavenly treasures that are accumulated by our relationship with you through our praise and glorifying you will be enough. We love you. We worship you. We honor you.
Lord, we thank you for holding on to us always, surrounding us and carrying us through all of life's storms. I pray for each one of us, as it says in Thessalonians, that the Lord of peace himself will give us his peace at all times and in every situation. I thank you, Lord, that the peace that passes all understanding that you have promised us. We look to you in gratitude and in awe for your marvelous gifts. We thank you for your constant presence always. We pray in the precious name of your Son, Jesus.
Thank you, God, that you are with us daily to pardon and forgive. With us daily to sanctify and strengthen, with us daily to defend and keep, with us daily to lead and guide, with us in sorrow, with us in joy, with us in sickness, with us in health, with us in life and with us in death, with us in time and with us in eternity.
Father God, give us a heart to respond to evil with a righteous anger and a manner that pleases and glorifies and honors you. Help us to have a heart for the lost and be a light here on earth that helps others find their way to you. For this is your creation. You rule over all, and all will call you Lord and confess that you are God. Thank you that we may have part in your story and hope for an eternal future with you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, on this day and every day, we are your people. We are gathered from around the world that you made, and we are grateful to you, and we love you. Please show us how to make the message on our sign light up for your glory. Psalm 63, 7 through 8 says, "Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me." Help us to make a joyful noise and sing unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.